So we started saying the St. Talamotar tonight. So we'll go over quickly the halachas. Hopefully you're familiar with them already. But Mashiva Ruach, when you move to Eretz Yisrael, you could forget about all the halachas, usually. Because if you say Morin at all, you're okay. Except up till Mechaye HaMason, you do have to say again Mashiva Ruach, Morin HaGesha. You can't get away with Morin at all if you're before the end of the bracha. But everything else you could sort of forget. But the St. Talamotar, you can't. So, we'll go through the... If you didn't say the Shem Hashem yet in the Chasimus HaBracha, so just go back to the St. Talamotar and continue further. If you said the Shem Hashem, even if you did not say the Baruch, but you said Baruch Atah Hashem, you just continue and say it in Shema Koleinu. The reason I'm stressing that is because in Shema Koleinu, there's a different halacha if you just said Shem Hashem and you didn't say Shomeya. But in Mevorech Hashonim, you have the option of saying it in Shema Koleinu. And therefore, even once you said the Shem Hashem, just continue and you'll say it in Shema Koleinu. Where, you know, after Menashe Asvard, you know, where there's a dot there, before Keto Shomeya. Say the Saint Talamotar, I think it should be a little more complete sentence. Saint Talamotar al Pneho Adomo. Be a complete sentence. Okay, Kach Nerali. If you didn't say Shema Koleinu at that point, so now you go to the next step. If you said Shem Hashem only in the Chasimus HaBracha, you say Lamdeni Chukecha, because rather than repeat Shemona Esri again, and rather than go back, Lamdeni Chukecha is an option. It's not an option in things like Al Hanisim or other things which don't require Chazara, but when there's a requirement of going back, then we allow the option of saying Lamdeni Chukecha if you just said Baruch Atah Hashem and you didn't say the word Shomea yet. So you say Lamdeni Chukecha and you go back the same Talamotah Levracha Pneihu Adoma and Kiatah Shomea. Okay. If you said the word Shomea, then if you didn't start yet Ritzei, you can say the same Talamotar. There's also an option in Mohammed Dika Haskaros. You can say the same Talamotar between Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tfilah and Ritzei. You didn't start Ritzei yet. Even one word. You didn't say the word Ritzei yet. So you could say it there. If you started Ritzei, then you go back to Birchas Hashanim. You don't go back to Shomea Tfilah. Go back to Birchas Hashanim. Okay? And if you finish Shemona Esrei, which means you're not saying any more Tachanunim. Elokai Nitzol Shani Mira is Tachanunim. Doesn't matter. One Yularotzon, two Yularotzon, doesn't matter. At the point where you're not saying any more Tachanunim, so even before you take the three steps back, well, you finished Shemona Esrei, and you go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. So we gave you six scenarios to remember about, and went to say the same Talmud Motto. Okay.